Our next guest speaker is a head of a global organization that has helped define several generations of youth around the world. Its content has helped launch rock supergroups, as well as educate young men and women about the importance of social responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of MTV Networks Group, Mr. Van Toffler. Van? Thanks, Van. Have fun.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you take that picture down, please? Anyway, wow, I wish I had a better personality because there's actually a lot of people here. But you didn't have to pay for these seats, right? Because then I'd feel really guilty. But anyway, please rattle your jewelry every 5-10 minutes and let me know you're still awake. And thank you, Steve, for that warm welcome. Let me see, a former congressman and football Hall of Famer introducing the man responsible for such cultural icons like Beavis and Butthead, Jackass, Jessica Simpson, and Ozzy Osbourne. Steve, you might want to fire your advisors, wherever they may be. And the last thing is, I was actually surprised not to see Beavis and Butthead in the wireless founders tape, but we can fix that next year. Anyway, I promised my people I'd be serious for a few minutes, so let me try. Now, I know it's only a matter of time before the next icon like Flavor Flav emerges from the wireless world. It's not really that far-fetched. Today, our audiences have a much more dimensionalized relationship with our content. We not only reach them through linear TV with channels such as MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, Spike, and Nickelodeon, but also online, on demand, and through wireless channels. And boy, do they love their handsets. Our research reveals the mobile handset is the holy grail of devices. While global youth spend $16 billion on music, they spend $106 billion on mobile. Teens rank it even more desirable than their laptop computers, MP3 players, or their video game consoles, and that should be music to all of your ears. Our audience is also disproportionately more inclined to use mobile features. They are 96% more likely to text message than the average population, and 62% more likely to download ringtones. It's obvious that young adults have a passion for mobile, and if they're passionate, so are we. As soon as we start developing a new concept, we think beyond television. We think of how the idea can live on broadband and mobile because our audience wants to interact with our content everywhere. And being the world's largest television network is simply not enough for us. MTV Networks has now become the world's largest content provider for mobile phones. We work with 63 operators worldwide. We reach 2/3 of Europe's 15 million 3G subscribers. And everywhere in Europe, MTV is one of the top 3 mobile content providers. And we've learned a lot so far from our 3G experiences around the world, and we're applying those lessons here. In December, we embarked on a strategic alliance with Amped Mobile, with content coming from all of our brands. In January, Verizon told us that we became the first VCast content provider to reach over 1 million streams per month. This grew to 1.5 million streams in February and nearly 2 million in March. And in February, we also signed with Sprint TV, not only for video services, but also for 15 channels of streaming video. Our audience is clearly responding. For the month of March, we streamed 2.5 million videos cross-carrier, which was an all-time high for us. As we see it, our mobile content falls into one of the three following categories. The first is an extension of our TV franchises. Second is unique made-for-mobile programming. And third is music. Let's begin with extending our TV franchises. MTV, VH1, and CMT are all experiencing record ratings. And the wireless platform allows us to provide added value for our show's fans. Let me give you a couple of examples. To celebrate MTV's spring break, we premiered the entire first acts of two popular afternoon shows, Room Raiders and Made, on wireless. It turned out to be a huge hit for handset viewers who tuned in to see a college nerd get made over just in time for some spring break action. Over at VH1, Flavor of Love, the most successful show in that channel's history, is also the most successful show on VH1 Mobile with select clips for mobile voice tones. And just this week, LOGO, our network for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender viewers, announced the world's first LGBT portable entertainment service with LOGO Motion on Amped Mobile. And tonight, here in Vegas, Spike TV is delivering the Ultimate Fighting Championships Ultimate Fight Night Live to Amped Mobile subscribers live. Say that a couple of times. Anyway, so you see, extending our shows to the mobile arena means unique and complementary content on all three screens, television, broadband, and wireless. And now, we've also helped usher in user-generated content to TV and simultaneously to cell phones. WebJunk 20 is a VH1 show based on weird, underground, user-generated stuff created by some demented minds, which you can now view on your handsets. So later this summer, we'll also introduce a new service designed to create mobile communities around user-generated content, but more on that in the coming months. The next pillar of content is original made-for-mobile programming. MTV's heritage is deeply rooted in the ability to create short-form animation and live action that tells a story in 5 to 15 second art breaks, which we now call shorts. Even music videos themselves were one of the earliest and most enduring versions of short-form entertainment. So in a sense, the wireless platform really allows us to get back to our ADD roots. And it's really gotten all of our creative juices flowing. Back in the day, we recruited young talent to create our on-air signature look. So before he directed Being John Malkovich, Spike Jones did 5 second art breaks for MTV. And today, we've got made-for-mobile development deals and are talking to some of the hottest up-and-coming directors, not to mention a few unknowns living in their mom's basements. For example, we discovered an amusing user-generated take on one of Fall Out Boy's hits. Remember when you used to make up the lyrics to a song in a shower? And even if you didn't go with me for a second? Well, a 20-year-old college student named Andrew from New Jersey, who actually hung up on MTV the first time we called, decided to use stick figures to illustrate his own unique translation of the song, Sugar, We're Going Down. Now, some of the other original stuff we have on deck includes CMT's Road Hammers, a reality show about the Road Hammers, a new Southern rock blues band out of Canada trying to make it in the music industry. We're making the series available exclusively on the wireless platform. A Dingo Ate My Video, which launches on VH1 Mobile in a couple of weeks. It's a new series that pairs peculiar-looking puppets commenting on music videos. And this past Monday, we just introduced The Clip Joint, a made-for-mobile program from Comedy Central featuring some of New York's top stand-up comics.